Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. The season of Christmas is resplendent with joyous symbols which, recent and ancient alike, proclaim to all the world that 20 centuries ago, a child was sent by God to bring peace and love and salvation to all men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christmas, then, should be meaningful to all men as a rebirth of hope and spiritual freedom which Christ brought to the world. But some men have never heard this message. Some have ignored it. Some have forgotten it. The man in our Heartbeat Theater story this week had forgotten it, but was shown a way of discovering it again. Our story is titled In His Footsteps and was written by Rolf Gompertz. Peter Forrester stars as Tom Carter. Now, Act One of In His Footsteps.
Grandpa sure got a nice voice.
And what about me?
Well, Dad, you can sure sing loud.
Hey, did you hear what your son just said?
Well?
Well, he's absolutely right.
Dad?
Yes, son?
Did you take the presents to the Salvation Army?
Of course. I'm glad you keep checking up on me.
Gee, Dad, if it weren't for the Salvation Army, you might not be here now to celebrate Christmas with us.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, you sure would have missed a lot.
We all would have.
Yep. It's been 10 years now, hasn't it, honey?
Yes, sweetheart.
Yeah, it was a pretty rough time.
I was only 2, wasn't I, Dad?
Yes, Tommy, thank goodness. Yeah, you've been put to bed, Tommy, and your mother and I were having dinner. You remember, honey? Say, this is a good roast.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Uh-huh. A good roast. Hey, where'd you get it?
The usual place.
Well, what do you know? Hey, pick up my suit this morning?
Yes.
Good. Oh.
What's the matter?
Almost forgot. Got to make a call.
Oh, honey, why don't you call after dinner?
Uh-huh. Well, that's the way it goes.
Seconds?
Hmm?
Seconds.
No, thanks.
Honey, stop thinking about business when you're eating.
Uh-huh. Sold a couple of big policies today.
I'm glad.
Say, how would you like to go away for a few days?
You mean the two of us?
Yeah, leave Tommy here.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. We haven't had a vacation for over a year.
Been pretty busy, you know. So you like the idea, huh?
I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Well, I figured business is pretty slow now. We'll go up to Vegas.
Over Christmas?
Sure.
Tom.
What?
I'd like to celebrate Christmas this year.
What's the matter? All of a sudden you want to celebrate Christmas?
Yes, Tom.
Well, what for? Well, you know how I feel about religion. It's out of place today.
Maybe we've never given it an honest try.
Well, why try something that's a flop? How long's it been around now? 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years? Well, has it stopped wars? Huh? Has it stopped suffering? Has it stopped cruelty and ruthlessness and corruption? Has it stopped injustice and oppression? Yeah, religion is divine, all right. It's a divine, miserable failure.
Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. But that's not what's eating you, Tom.
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't want to talk about it either because I didn't want to hurt you. But we've got to talk about it. Your quarrel isn't with God. It's with your father who deserted you.
Yes, it's with my father. It was Christmas Eve. I was 10 when my father deserted us. If my mother were alive, she could tell you what it was like. You don't know what it's like to be hungry and scared and cold. All I know is that I stopped believing in God when I was 10. And as for my father, I swore once that I would kill him if I ever met him again.
Stop thinking about the past,
Well,
Tom.
What do you want me to do? Forget what I am?
No, but I want you to start thinking about Tommy. I want us to celebrate Christmas for Tommy. It would be a start in the right direction.
No. Why fill him with ideas that don't work?
What are you going to fill him with, Tom? What are you going to teach him?
Oh, leave me alone, will you?
No, I won't, because this is something that can't wait.
Look, all I wanted to do was to be nice to you and take you away for a few days, and here you go flying off the handle over nothing.
I don't want to go away, because if we go away now, we'll run away from this thing for the rest of our lives.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes, Tom, for heaven's sake. What are you going to teach him? Are you going to tell him that life is rotten and people are no good? That the race is to the swift? That money talks? That might is right? Are you going to tell him that the best you can expect in life is to grin and bear it? And that the only thing you can hope for is to have fun while it lasts? Are you going to have him look at you someday and see the restlessness of your being? The shallowness of your belief? The hollowness of your life? And then have him turn away from you, unwilling to follow in your footsteps?
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Tom, where are you going?
Out!
Oh, Tom. Officer, this is Mrs. Carter. Yes, I called last night. No, he didn't come home, and he didn't report for work this morning. Have you heard anything? No? I see. Yes, I'd like to file a missing person report. All right, I'll be right down.
You're at the Men's Social Service Center of the Salvation Army. I'm Major Wilson.
Oh. Gee, how did I get here?
You were found lying on the downtown sidewalk at 3 a.m, 2 days ago. You'd been drinking very heavily.
2 days ago?
Yes.
And I've been here ever since?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
We looked for identification, but someone must have taken your wallet.
No identification?
No. What's your name?
My name? Ted Martin.
I see. Married?
No.
Where do you live?
Here and there.
Any relatives here in town?
No.
Job?
You know, this and that.
What do you do most of?
Carpenter. Cabinet work.
What were you doing before we found you?
Nothing much.
I see. Can you remember what happened?
No.
Any idea why you got drunk?
Nope.
Drink a lot?
Yeah, all the time.
I see. Any idea why you got drunk this last time?
Oh. I guess because I'd had too much to drink.
No other reason?
Can't think of any.
Tell you what, Ted, I suggest you stay a while. If you have a drinking problem, we might be able to help you. We offer occupational, psychological, and spiritual guidance. And there's work for you here. We pick up salvage and recondition donated articles, which are then sold at our various thrift shops. What do you say?
Well, that's as good as anything, I guess. Nothing better to do.
All right. We'll see what happens. Go ahead and rest a bit now. I'll be back in an hour and take you around.
Right. Thanks, Major. Ted Martin. Say, not a bad name at that.
So ends Act One of our story, In His Footsteps, with Peter Forster as Tom Carter. The traditional symbols of Christmas can be seen in all the main streets, broadways, and first streets of towns and cities across the country. The Christmas trees, the stars and bells, the tinsel decorations, and the store window displays are competing with each other in the beauty and brilliance of the Christmas season. Another traditional Christmas symbol can also be seen, one perhaps which holds more meaning than the rest, the bell and the kettle of the Salvation Army. These common articles symbolize the love and friendship we all should have for our fellow man, and in particular, those less fortunate than ourselves. They also offer us a chance to help these people by giving money which will feed them, clothe them, perhaps even house them. Money which will buy a little boy a pair of shoes and a little girl a much-needed dress. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And when you pass the Salvation Army kettle this Christmas season, prove this to yourself by giving generously. You'll be glad you did. Now, Act Two of In His Footsteps, starring Peter Forster as Tom.
Hello, Captain Thompson, please. Detective Bureau, Missing Persons Division. Thank you. Hello, Captain. This is Major Wilson, Salvation Army. Fine, thanks. And you? Good. I'm calling about the Tom Carter case. Yes, I read about it in the papers yesterday. Yes, he's here, under an assumed name. Ted Martin. We picked him up drunk. I thought I'd talk to him first. Well, he didn't say anything. Maybe we can help him, though. Yes, I persuaded him to stay here. Thanks, Captain. You know how it is. Yes, I'll let his wife know that he's safe. She'll have to trust us. Yes, I think she will, too. May I have her number, please? All right. Thanks, Captain. One more thing. The papers. Do you think you can get them to hold off on the story? Good. If they ask, tell them I'll call them when the right time comes. Yeah. Thanks, Captain. Yes, I hope so, too. Bye.
You're sure busy around here, Major.
It's the holiday season. There are a lot of people who depend on us. We need some help with the toys today, so I think I'll start you off there. Ah, here we are. I'm going to have you work with Bill Jones. He's a good man. He's been with us almost 3 years now. Ah, here he comes. Bill.
Hi, Major.
I'd like you to meet Ted Martin here.
Sure, Major. Hi.
Something wrong?
Oh, no. Hi, Ted.
Hi. Ted's going to be with us a while. He's done carpentry and cabinet work before. Thought we could get him started today working on the toys with you.
Oh, fine, Major. I'll do my best to help him.
Oh, I know you will, Bill. Told him you're one of the best men we have here.
Thanks, Major.
Well, I'll leave the two of you alone now. See you later, Ted.
So long, Bill. See you later, Major.
So long, Major.
Now, the toys that need fixing are over there. Some just need a few screws, nails, bolts, or nuts. Some a little glue. Uh-huh. Some need a little sanding, you know. Some need a piece of wood, some a new part.
Oh, yeah.
The metal ones may need some straightening out. You'll be able to tell which. Well, I guess the best way to find out what has to be done is just by picking up one of the toys and getting started. Mm. So just help yourself. If you need anything, just ask me.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Bill?
Yeah?
Where are the pliers?
Oh, here's a pair. The nails giving you trouble?
Yeah, keep bending them. Must be the wood.
Yeah.
Major said you've been here almost 3 years.
Yeah.
You've been doing this all the time?
No. Sometimes I work here, sometimes some other department, sometimes in the truck. See, it all depends where they need me most. I sure like working on the toys, though. Especially around Christmas time. I never know who they go to, but I sort of feel that by working on them, I'm helping to make some youngsters happy. You know, it's almost like being their Christmas and giving them the toys myself.
I feel sorry for those kids.
Why?
Being poor and getting secondhand stuff like this junk.
It's better than nothing. Just think how the parents would feel if they couldn't get the kids anything. This way they can make the kids happy, too, like other kids. Just a few pennies.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid money talks, even when it comes to Santa Claus. The shiny fire engines for the kid born on the right side of the tracks. The kid from the wrong side of the tracks gets the beat-up one.
Kids don't look at price tags. Just give them a little chance, and they'll build castles in the air. You know how I really feel about each toy? As if I were offering it to the Christ child.
Well, to each his own, I guess. It's sure a phony business.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is a business. That's all it is. Now, it's even started before Thanksgiving. The year's just one big crazy buying spree leading up to a big Christmas blowout. We made a science of merchandising, creating artificial needs, credit, buying, and status symbols so that you can't move without being bombarded from all sides by hucksters who've made a business now even of religion. Buy early and be the first on your block to show you're a Christian. Come and use our layaway plan. Just 12 monthly payments. Easy terms.
Hmm.
Hmm, what?
Just like with the toys. You know what's your trouble?
What?
You just see the surface of things. Sure, the fire engine is scratched. But to a kid who's always wanted a fire engine, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. Same with Christmas. Just scratch the surface, Ted, even just a little bit, and you'll find the real reason. Christ. Oh, I don't think there's a more beautiful time of the year than Christmas. The lights, the trees, the glitter. Oh, there's something extra in the air, something that you can see and feel and almost touch. It's like a special glow around people. Well, almost as if for a moment they remember the promise of a better life and really wanted it. It's like suddenly all the best in them was coming out and they really wanted to make that extra effort, even though they couldn't keep it up all the year long. It's like they could never completely forget again once they had heard the message of love.
You're all right, Bill, but I feel sorry for you. You give people too much credit. They're not that good, and they never will be that good. You know what they say about human nature. You can't change it.
Yes, Ted, you're right. But people are like children. Some learn to walk early, some late. Same way with love. Some men learn the meaning of love early in life, some late. You don't condemn the child, and you shouldn't condemn the man.
Well, you can't lump the two together. Adults are different from children.
Because they're grown up?
Yeah.
Physically, maybe. But not always spiritually. No, sometimes it takes a long time for a man to grow up spiritually. Even Jesus had his hour in the wilderness where he struggled with Satan. The way of love is through the wilderness for every man and for every generation. If you're lucky, you'll pass through quickly when you're young. If you're not so lucky, you can wander through the wilderness for 40 years. Sometimes you never see it at all. Sometimes the search is very painful to yourself and those whose lives you touch along the way.
Did it take you long?
A whole lifetime. I've done everything, Ted. I've been everywhere. I even had money once. Gambling, drinking, women. Yeah, it's not the best kind of life. Do you know how old I am, Ted?
No.
60.
Old enough to be my father.
Yes. Can you believe it, Ted? An old man like me not knowing what he was looking for? Until 3 years ago, when I came to the Salvation Army, I should say until they picked me up the way they picked you up, 57 years in the wilderness before reaching the Promised Land. Yeah, I was in pretty bad shape, Ted. Worse shape than you. I was sick in body as well as soul. It took a long time to bring me around. You're lucky, Ted. You came here while you were still young. You still have your life ahead of you. I wish I could say the same. Come in.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Ted. Glad you dropped by.
Sure nice to have your own room here.
Well, that's one of the privileges they give you when you show signs of progress. Tired from our tour today?
No. No. Bill.
Yeah?
Can I talk to you about something?
Sure.
You remember the other day when you asked me about my past?
Yeah.
Well, you were right.
About not being a carpenter and all that?
Yes, and about not being an alcoholic. Bill, I'm an insurance salesman. I've got a wife and a kid, and I walked out of them. I guess I was sort of lost in the wilderness, as you say. But, well, you've sort of shown me the way out.
Not me, Ted. God.
Well, that's another thing, too, Bill. My name isn't Ted Martin. It's Tom Carter.
I think you've taken a step in the right direction, Tom.
Well, I'll need some help.
The Salvation Army will help you.
I'd like to go to talk to the Major about it.
That's a good idea.
Bill?
Yeah?
Weren't you a bit shocked when I told you?
No, Tom. I knew it all the time.
You knew it?
Yeah.
Well, how come?
Well, I have a confession to make, too.
Oh? What?
My name isn't Bill Jones. It's Ben Carter. I'm your father.
My father?
Yeah.
You recognize me?
Sure did. The minute I laid eyes on you. You were too young to have remembered me, but I never forgot you.
Well, I swore once I'd kill you if I ever found you.
Yes?
But the man I was going to kill is dead.
Thank you.
Did you know of my whereabouts?
Yes, I did.
Well, why didn't you ever try to get in touch with me?
Because I didn't think you'd understand.
Mm-hmm. I guess I wouldn't have. Father?
Yes, son?
Will you come home with me?
If you want me.
I sure do want you.
I'll come.
Well, thanks, Father.
Thank you, son.
This is good news, Ted. I mean, Tom. I'm happy to hear of your reunion.
Well, thanks, Major.
Since this happens to be a day for confession, I might as well confess a few things, too.
You, Major?
Yes, Tom. You see, I knew all along who you were. Just like your father, although for different reasons. The day we brought you here and you were unconscious, there was a story and a picture in the paper about your disappearance. I informed the police and your wife that you were safe with us.
And you let me pretend?
Yes. Sometimes we need the security of the shell we build around us. I was hoping your father could crack that shell and get through to you.
So you knew about that, too?
Yes. Came to me the day I brought you to work in the toy section and told me who he was. You see, normally I would have worked with you more directly, but your father asked me if I would leave you to him. He said he owes you a great debt, and he hoped that by helping you now, he could repay a portion of it. I had faith in your father.
I didn't want you to do to your son what I'd done to you, Tom.
Well, thank you, Father. As for the debt, let's mark it paid in full.
Thank you, son.
Well, you may go now, Tom, and take your father with you, with my blessings.
Well, thank you, Major. I'll still need guidance, though. I hope I may continue to see you.
Oh, of course.
Well, thanks. Well, we better hurry now if we want to get home in time for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, just a few more hours. You know, Major, I'll miss Christmas here with you and the boys. It's been like the only home I ever had.
That's how it is for many of them. A shelter and a refuge where they can find peace and warmth.
Yes. But thank you for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome, Bill. You make us glad that we're in this place of service, where we can help men such as you to find God and a new way of life. Don't neglect the spiritual start you've made. And your days with your family will be richer because Christ is in your home.
Thank you, Major.
Yes, Major. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye. And God bless you both.
Sure glad Dad found you, Grandpa.
Me too, Tommy.
Me too.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
That was the final act of In His Footsteps, starring Peter Forster as Tom Carter. Be sure and be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is broadcast overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.